Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. I hope you're having a great week. I hope you're getting a chance to get out there and do some creative things and really get engaged with your photography. To that end, I also hope you're taking a moment to celebrate just how good a photographer you are and how much photography is an important part of your life. That's this week's podcast theme, is celebrating success. One of the things I've started to notice is I look at the way we describe our photography, the way we learn our photography, particularly from an online situation or an online standpoint, or even in the classroom. I oftentimes hear people talk about how much they don't know or how much they still have yet to learn and how challenging it is, how much they have to continue to process, and they just can't get to where they want to go. And I think they're missing a really big opportunity there, which is to celebrate just how far they've come. One of the hallmarks of people who I think are really successful is their willingness to continue to push themselves into the unknown, to continue to push themselves to produce new work, to produce new things. But it also comes from a recognition of where they've come from and how much they've accomplished. And this isn't to fulfill some ego-driven need to make yourself feel better than you should or to talk about how awesome you are because of all the things you've accomplished. But I do think it's important to look back and really acknowledge how much you've grown. If you think about where you started in photography, if you think about that first time you picked up the camera, that first time you started making images, I bet you're a lot better photographer today than you were when you first got started. I bet you find more ways to create more interesting work than the day you got started. I bet you find it easier to edit your images than the day you started editing. All of those things come together to make you a better photographer. If you think about going out and shooting, I bet you're better at planning your shoots. I bet you're better at recognizing things you want to photograph. And that's not to say you're going to have days where you go out and you come back and it's just not working. But I bet more often than not, you have a better sense of your own style and your own way of being as a photographer than you did the day you picked up your camera. And that's something to be celebrated. That is something that comes from spending the time with yourself to really start to figure out who you are as a photographer. And I think it does us a disservice when all we do is think about how much we don't know. It actually becomes, I think, in many ways, a demotivating tool to only think about how much you don't know. There's a motivation in realizing how much knowledge you've acquired, how much experience you've acquired, and how much you've grown as an artist. That tells you that you can do it, that you can successfully become better day after day, week after week, month after month. If you look back and realize, wow, I am so much better today than I was 6 months ago, think about how much that small change would psychologically give you as a lift for the 6 months coming up where you think, oh my gosh, there's so many things I have to do. There's so much I don't know. Just by giving yourself that small little shift in psychology to say, look at what I can accomplish, might go a long way into helping you become a better photographer in the long run. I also think there's something important about celebrating success that allows us to feel good. It creates some dopamines in the brain that allows us to feel better about the things we're doing. The times I know in my own work where I sit down and I just feel discouraged and I feel like I can't do anything and I can't make anything happen, those days are miserable. I feel horrible on those days, but the days where I am celebrating the fact that I'm out shooting or I'm creating some amazing stuff or the stuff coming off the printer is great, feels better. And that's because I feel successful. So I think one of the important things to do is to recognize that sometimes creating that sense of success just feels good, and that helps motivate us as well. We all want to feel better than feel worse. So if there's a way to create that in our creative process, if there's a way to set aside a time to allow us to celebrate our success and to create that sense of euphoria, I think that would go a long way in helping us create better photographs in the long run. Along these same lines, before we kind of jump into some ways to celebrate, the last thing I wanted to talk about before we jump into some ways to celebrate success is that there's a significant boost in confidence. So just like the euphoria feeling and just like recognizing how far we've come, I think there's a boost in confidence when we give ourselves some recognition for that which we have accomplished. We hear it from other people and we can easily dismiss it. But I think if we sit down with our own psychology and our own brain and we're sitting there meditating, journaling, thinking, driving in the car, thinking about it, however you process that information and you truly accept how much has been accomplished, I think that's going to give you some confidence to move forward. One of the things that happens for a lot of photographers when they're getting going is eventually they have to step out onto a ledge of uncertainty, and they have to somewhat like step off a metaphorical cliff. And it's the confidence to know that you're going to soar when you step off that cliff is important. And that comes from a sense of success and a sense of what's possible rather than a fear of failure. So celebrating that success over the failure is a really important step in helping you quickly move forward to do that next challenge. At some point, they have to believe that something's going to be different. Something's going to change. And even if you're in a dark place and you're not sure how it's going to change, the decision to try something different oftentimes is enough to push that success forward, to push a new direction, to give us a different idea, and allow us to create a change. So how do we go about celebrating success? I think for some people, we instantly go to, well, if I do a great job, I like to go out and celebrate with some kind of new piece of equipment. And this is not what that's about. This is something different. This is not celebrating by buying yourself a piece of equipment. This is more about the internal monologue, the internal conversation you have about success, and allowing yourself to celebrate in a meaningful way. One of the suggestions I have, and this is kind of an odd sounding one, but I think a lot of photographers create a lot of interesting work, and they oftentimes struggle with how to share that or how to celebrate that in a way that's beyond just posting to social media and hoping that a few people look at it. So one of the things I would encourage you to do is to have a celebration party for photography. Throw a little party at your house or your apartment or wherever you live and get together 10, 8, 5, 3, 2, 40 of your closest friends and really celebrate the amazing things that photography offers. Maybe have people bring their favorite photographer, their favorite book, their favorite image, do a print swap. But get together in the name of celebrating photography. I think you're going to find that part of the communal aspect of the celebration is going to be huge as we start to get more people engaged in understanding what we define as our own success and how we respond to that success. You may find you end up in a much better position long term by finding a community to create success and to recognize success. Because one of the things that can happen with that is as we continue to progress, there's somebody to check in on us. There's somebody to better support us if we're all committed to acknowledging the importance of success in moving forward. And I think one of the things important in this aspect too is even for the people in your life who aren't photographers, you know, they probably have a favorite photograph or they've seen favorite photographs. Just to have them bring those and talk and share those, I think would be a really good way to celebrate that success. I also think a couple of other things you could do to celebrate success is one, I think is to really go down and write down all the things you've done in the last 6 months and acknowledge just how much you've accomplished. Or if you've been struggling in the last 6 months, write down what those struggles are and recognize how much you've grown and how much you've shifted through that struggle. It doesn't matter always that you're creating a huge volume of work or you're creating a lot of work. Sometimes we have to struggle through our roadblocks and barriers, and we all struggle in different ways. But the fact that you're still here 6 months after the fact of creating your last meaningful piece of work or last photograph, and you're still trying to fight that fight, you're still trying to work through that, you're still staying connected to your creative side is something to be celebrated. So no matter whether you're on your highest high or your lowest low, celebrating that you're still here every day, struggling and trying to create meaningful work, even when you can't, is an important thing you could do to really acknowledge how far you've come. I think a couple other things you could do that are super easy. I think one of the ones you could do is, you know, print and frame your favorite photograph you've taken in the last year. It doesn't matter if it's of your dog or your cat or some leaf or it's some ad that you shot or it's some cool lighting technique you learned, whatever it is. Maybe it's some cool Photoshop technique and you just like the photograph. Get it printed and framed and hang it up on the wall. Acknowledge that you've created something that you're proud of and something that you connect with. I think too many times we create work and it lives inside the computer, it lives inside the print drawer, and we never actually take it to the finalized place of being displayed on the wall in a meaningful way. So getting that print out there, I think, would be a really important thing you could do to celebrate that success. And I think the last piece, and this is probably, I think, one of the hardest because it sounds sort of egotistical when you say it, but I think one of the important things for you to acknowledge and say to yourself on a regular basis is that you're being successful, that you are a success. Because it is so easy, especially if you're trying to figure out how to make a living as a photographer, or you're trying to figure out how to sell your photographs, or you're trying to figure out how to share your work, or you're trying to just find a way to create better work, you're trying to learn a new computer program, you're trying to learn a new technique in the darkroom, whatever you're trying to learn, it's so easy to get bogged down into what we can't do. So just telling yourself that you're successful, surrounding yourself with quotes about being successful, finding a coffee mug that says I'm successful and you drink out of that every day. You know, my coffee mug says do more of what makes you happy. That's my coffee mug every day to remind me of the importance of doing things that make me happy every day. But acknowledging the importance of acknowledging success is a critical point, I think, in having you move forward. So I would encourage you every day to really focus in on the success you're having. And even if it's, like I said, it's a day of struggle and it's a day where nothing is working, acknowledge the success of showing up and at least trying. And I think you'll find that makes a huge difference. I know for me in the last 6 months, 7 months, as I've been processing and dealing with the loss of my brother, it's been a challenge. It's been an extremely difficult creative challenge. But at the same time, I'm finding that just the willingness to show up and try every day, even on the days where all I do is stare at my camera, that it's important to acknowledge that I am still showing up and there's success in just the act of showing up. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. I hope you spend some time to celebrate, whether you throw yourself a party, print that photograph, or just give yourself a little pat on the back for just how amazing you've become and how amazing you are. Even if there's still a long way to go, you are an amazingly gifted artist and photographer for just keeping at it day after day. And I hope you spend some time to appreciate that. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes. You can find us on Google Play and a bunch of places that podcasts are found. I really do appreciate you listening to the podcast. It does mean the world to me to know that you're out there, and I hope you have a great week.